Welcome everyone to the Blind Entrepreneur Podcast, where we help entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision by guiding them to profitability.
Let's go.
You're listening to episode 184, and today we have Primož Bozic. He went from being a 20-year-old, socially awkward computer science student earning just $7 an hour with absolutely no connections, no experience, and no business knowledge to earning multiple six figures with his online business, all while living in Slovenia. Primož, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you today?
Hey, man, I'm doing amazing. Can't wait to dive in.
Absolutely, man. So before we dive in, we have to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart, and that's food. So my question to you is, imagine you just had the absolute best day of your life. Where are you going to eat, and what are you going to order to make your day complete?
That's an amazing question. I went to this restaurant recently. It's called Villa Gioia. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-star Michelin in Portugal. Mm. And imagine, like, you know, it's a restaurant. It's has this amazing just view of the seaside. There's like 5 tables outside. You just see the seagulls. You see the amazing seaside, you know, and you just get this best meal of your life. So I would definitely go there and just order a tasting menu, because that's the only thing you can order there. It's like, awesome. I'm a huge foodie, so that would probably be the best day of my life, because, you know, we've done it like a couple of weeks ago, and it was probably the best meal of my life.
Wow. And how do you are you traveling? How do you get from Slovenia to, you said Spain, Portugal? Where did you say?
Portugal. Yeah, we just flew there for vacation.
Oh, flew there? Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I didn't know if there was like an easier way.
I think you'd have to drive for like 30 hours to get to Portugal, because it's like, it's quite a long journey, but we flew there.
And you know, the fact that you've been able to do all this while living in Slovenia, just to kind of give people some background, tell us a little bit about your country, so we have the frame of reference, because a lot of people listening are from the United States.
Yeah, okay, so look, it looks something like this. Nothing special. There's like trains, there's, you know, houses, whatever. Okay, now I see it. Hills, trains, that's what I see. It's a lot of hills, lots of lakes, lots of hiking spots. Climate, kind of similar to New York City. Gets hot in the summer, gets cold in the winter. A cool thing about Slovenia is that in the winter you can go skiing because we have the mountains. In the summer you can go swimming because we have the seaside. So now it's a good time for swimming, right? It's a pretty small country. Fun fact, the shape of the country looks like a chicken. If you find it on the map, like, you'll see a chicken. But it's a very small country. It's like, you know, 2 million people. It's not like a third world country. We are pretty developed, so we have all the regular stuff. But the salary isn't super high. You know, you would make like $1,000 per month on average after taxes. That's like what most people make. But it's also a lot cheaper to live than New York City. Mm-hmm. So that's like, does that give you a general idea to have further questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's just dive right into it. And sure. I'm curious because, you know, you were a 20-year-old socially awkward computer science student. Yeah. Now you're doing much better for yourself. So the first question is, tell me about a time that you felt lost or blind in business, and how did you overcome those obstacles?
Yeah, so this is not my, you know, original story, like the intro story of how I became an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But one thing that happened was, so it was about 4 or 5 years into my, you know, online business career. So what I've been doing is, if you're in the entrepreneurship space, you might have heard of Ramit Sethi. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He wrote the book called I Will Teach You to Be Rich, and he has a lot of online courses about online business, about different parts of building an online business. He runs the website Growth Lab that you might have seen. So he was this guy, and he taught me a lot about things like freelancing and starting an online business, kind of became a mentor of mine over years. And, you know, he was the way that I could learn about these things, because nobody talks about this thing in Slovenia. And because I was doing really good with a lot of his courses and things like that and seeing a lot of success, I actually decided to work with him for 2 hours. So he brought him onto his company, and I consulted for him for this program called Accelerator, which was basically an online business coaching program for about 800 people. And I was the lead online business coach there. I was the lead product manager. So I developed this program. I basically took it from zero to seven figures a year in revenue. And I did that for about 2 years. And in the meanwhile, I had to put my business on hold because beforehand, I had my business about productivity for entrepreneurs and executives. And before that, I had a business about productivity for online poker players. So I worked with this guy, Romitelli, for 2 years on this online business coaching program. And, you know, when I decided to stop working with the company after like 2 years and a week, I had this existential crisis. And I was like, well, I've been talking about productivity for 5 years. I don't want to do that anymore. I've been working on this online business coaching thing. I don't want to be just another online business coach. So what do I do? And I was really like blind, lost, confused. I didn't know what to do. And I was worried, like, you know, I was saying no to this steady paycheck, you know, like to this steady retainer contract. And I would have to build my own online business and get new clients. And what would I even talk about? How would I be different? And the way that I overcame it, it's actually very simple and anyone can do this. I had this idea. It was an idea that I've had 2 years ago. I never acted on it, but it was an idea. So this idea was to help people write ultimate guides. If you don't know what an ultimate guide is, it's just this blog post on steroids. You might've seen some of them online. It's this really long, like it's either like a 20,000 word blog post, or it's like this big guide that you click to from chapter to chapter. And it really covers one topic in great detail. So I had an idea because when, and we're going to talk about lead gen, you know, very quickly, you know, when I started my online business, I wrote a couple of these big ultimate guides and they helped me create my online business. They helped me build my own audience, but nobody was really teaching people how to do that, how to write an ultimate guide. Like there were people writing them, experts like Ramit Sethi, like, you know, lead pages, like Neil Patel, they were all writing them, but nobody's really teaching people how to, you know, actually write one. So I had this idea and I was like, maybe I could teach people how to write these guides. And in my mind, it was an idea of like, I don't know, maybe people will care, maybe they won't. What I did was one morning, I had this conversation with a friend of mine from US. And I was just like, okay, I'm thinking of this idea, what do you think? And he was like, I think I want to hire you. I was like, okay. And he was like, how much do you charge? And I'm like, I have no idea, $500 and I'll teach you how to write a guide. And I was like, okay. And in hindsight, like, it's a super low number. Like, you know, in the future, I've charged like $5,000 for the exact same service. I would charge a lot more now if I still did it. But I basically helped him write the ultimate guide from scratch. That same afternoon, talked to another friend. The exact same thing happened word for word. What are you working on? I have this idea. Oh, can you help me do that? And I was like, okay, this is really interesting. Because before I thought, well, maybe I can write an ebook about writing ultimate guides, right? I didn't expect it to like to be able to even charge for that. But what happened shortly after is I kept telling people that I'm doing this. I told my email list I'm doing this, and like seven new people wanted to work with me. And I was like, huh, you know, and I kept raising my rates because I was like, you know, I started to realize $500 is really too little for that. So I kept raising my rates to like 1,000, 1,500, you know, 2,000, 5,000. So I think within the scope of a week, I got like 20K of, you know, one-on-one work for writing ultimate guides. I was like, that's a very interesting idea. And then from there, you know, I created this online course. It's called Ultimate Guide System, where I teach entrepreneurs how to write ultimate guides. And that online course made 110K last year within like the first 10 months of launching it. And like, this was a really like literally what I did to go from being blind and confused to building a six-figure online business through one online course was just coming up with an idea and then testing it, even though I thought like, you know, it might have been stupid. I just put it out into the world and then rode away from there. And I think that's what you can do a lot of times. Like when you don't know what to do, when you don't know what to do next, maybe you have this crazy idea you've been thinking about and just test it. You just see if people like it and maybe nobody cares, but then you know it doesn't work. Or maybe a lot of people do care, and that then becomes your new business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really interesting that you say that. I'm curious. My next question is going to have to be, number one, what would you recommend, without giving away all the secret sauce, what would you recommend to put inside of an ultimate guide? And number two, how are you able to grow from zero to or $500 all the way up to 100, and I think you said 110,000? Within or 100,000 in 10 months. How are you able to attain that?
Yeah, sure. So the first question was, what do you put in an ultimate guide, right?
Yeah.
And The answer is really everything. Like, the short answer is everything. Like, let's say I'm writing the ultimate guide to buying a leather jacket. I write everything that somebody needs to know to go into the store and buy an amazing leather jacket. So a friend of mine actually wrote a guide like that. You know, he talks about, well, what should you pay attention to? What kind of leathers they use? What's the difference between a $500 and a $5,000 leather jacket? It covers all the questions. So, you know, when I actually read the guide and went into the store, I would be like, okay, what's the leather like? Okay, this is lamb leather. This is okay. This is cow leather. This is not great. You know, and he will tell you, hey, there's these three different kinds of leather jackets. You have the really, you know, simple ones. I don't know what they're called, but there's really simple ones, really flashy ones. You should probably get like a simple one first. Then get like this one that's like, you know, still black but has a little bit of a design. And then your third leather jacket should be like a red one or something like that. So it's just like you give people everything they need to know to make the decision or to solve the problem that they, you know, are having. So regardless of what topic you write about, you try to answer people's questions. Now, as I shared that, some people might think, well, but aren't I giving everything away if I do that, right? It's like, you know, what will people pay me for? But then, you know, like, for example, what this friend of mine, Peter, did is, you know, he wrote an ultimate guide to buying a leather jacket, helped him get 1,000 email subscribers within a month of writing the guide. And then he created an online course on creating your essential wardrobe. So it's like, well, leather jacket is just a part of your wardrobe. Let me help you create your own wardrobe. Or now he's offering a lot of like one-on-one styling advice. So he's doing that. So there's a lot of different things that you can do. But that's how it starts. You know, I would just think about like, you know, a couple of things. Like, one, what are all the things that I think should be in this article or in this mega guide that I'm writing? Two, what are the problems that my audience is having? What are the kind of questions they're already asking me? So, you know, what do they think is important? And three, I would actually show the outline of the guide to people and ask them, hey, what's missing from this? Like, am I missing something? Is it confusing? Those are kind of like the steps that I would take to get started with writing an ultimate guide. Create an outline, put your thoughts in there, combine them with research, then show the outline to people to help me fill in the blanks. Those are the things that I'll start with.
Yeah, and that's a great fundamental you know, thing to start with. Now, you have the ultimate guide. You are, I would say, do you define yourself consultant, coach?
So I have a couple of things that I do in my business, right? I don't define myself in any specific way. Like, I don't really care about that stuff that much. What I do, I have an online program on creating ultimate guides, which is like a 14-week program where I show people every step of creating an ultimate guide. There's lots of other materials, but I have that program. I also do, I have two groups of entrepreneurs who are like at five-figure level and they want to scale up to six figures, or they're in, you know, six figures, but they want to get to multiple six figures. So I have like a group coaching program for, you know, two groups of like six people. So I do that. So in that aspect, I am a business coach. I help people with things like sales funnels, with lead generation, pricing, creating new products, and basically just helping them get the most out of the time they have available right now. Those are the two main things that I do nowadays. And then I just write a lot. Like, if you come to my website, you'll see that, you know, I write a lot of stuff. I'm working on a new program that's going to be about helping entrepreneurs write more copy, because like, I've talked to a lot of people and they're like, you know, it's really hard for me to either write copy fast or to be consistent with writing copy. And I know if I did a lot more of it, I would make more money in my business. So that's the thing that I'm working on next. And it's probably going to be some kind of either a membership or subscription program or something like that. Those are like the three key things that I really have. I had some other stuff in the past that I stopped selling, stopped talking about. But these three things are my main focus right now.
So with that said, you know, what I'm most interested in, I'm sure people that are listening are most interested in hearing about how you grew it from 500 to, for your first client, to 10,000. You know, you're talking about, you gave a great way to explain what you should put into the perfect guide, but now how are you selling it? How are you getting those people interested and attracted to what it is that you sell?
Yeah. So, I mean, you have to get people there, because it's one of the things, like, you know, nobody's waking up in the morning and saying like, you know, I want to write an ultimate guide and here's $2,000 to teach, you know, teach me how to do it. Like, nobody says that, nobody wakes up. So when I, you know, when I sell my course, for example, I talk a lot about the examples, case studies and stories from my students. And I talk about the problems that people face, because it's not really about ultimate guides. Ultimate guides is just one of the methods that, you know, tends to work really well. But usually the reason that people come for me is, you know, it's lead generation. It's like, you know, if you're a beginning entrepreneur, what you're struggling with is building your first audience. You know you want to build an email list, but then you've worked on your email list for 6 months and you have 14 email subscribers. And then you have, you know, some of my students that publish their guide and get 1,000 or 1,500 email subscribers within a month of launching their website. So it's just those stories, you know, which by the way keep happening over and over again. You know, I show people the results and I'm like, hey, you know, you've been trying these things. Like, you know, maybe you've been trying a lot of guest posting, but it's not been working for you. Maybe you tried, you know, writing blog posts and reach out to influencers, but they didn't really want to promote them. Maybe you've just been writing blog posts and nobody reads them, you know, or maybe you've done these challenges or whatever. But what are you doing right now? It's not really working. It's not really helping you build an audience. It's not really helping you create an online course or get those coaching or consulting or freelance clients. So why not try something new? Because we have people like this, you know, we have people like Michelle, 1,000 email subscribers in a month. We have people like Danielle, started writing her ultimate guide, got 20,000 in consulting work within a couple of months. Have people like, you know, Nick, for example, who wrote an ultimate guide, and then within a year, he was able to build a six-figure consulting business because, you know, clients would find him for consulting through that ultimate guide. So I talk a lot about examples and stories and things like that, and then people start connecting the dots, and they're like, okay, so, you know, like if they can do this, how did they do it? Well, oh, it's for this, you know, mechanism for ultimate guides. Let me learn how to do that as well.
Right. So I get that. You know, you have the people that are interested in your service and you're selling to them. How are they even coming? How are they even finding you in the first place? Like you said earlier, I wake up in the morning. There's no way that I'm going to think to myself that I need your course. I just don't think about it. It's not on my type of my front of mind. You know, I get what you say in there, but how are you attracting these people to sign up for your service? Like, are you using ads? Are you just using content marketing? Are you cold calling? Are you cold emailing? Like, that's what I want to get into. Yeah. I want to learn how, because if you're able to sell $100,000 worth of stuff, right? I know for a fact that there's tons of people that would die for that particular, like, you know, strategy. So how are you able to get them interested in something that nobody even really knows that they need until they see it?
Yeah. I mean, getting people interested, that you just do for a launch. Like, you know, you have to have an audience built, and I had an audience built. And I have an audience of thousands of email subscribers, so they're already there. I'm not saying, here's this product, people can buy it. You know, like that, I've never done that. I don't think that works
very
well.
So you have an existing email address? You have existing audiences?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I have an existing audience and I keep building it. How I build that audience was through Ultimate Guides. So it's, you know, like I've written Ultimate Guides about tangential topics. I even have an ebook about creating Ultimate Guides. So, you know, if somebody listens to this podcast or another podcast I'm on, you know, they can learn more about it. So, you know, even this situation of like, you know, people could come in to me for a podcast. They hear me talk about Ultimate Guides. They're like, okay, how do I write one? Well, get my ebook. I'll teach you how to write one. Well, you know, this is a general framework, but how do we really like do each of these steps? Well, you know, you can join my course, or, you know, you want the extra support, you can join my course.
Got it.
Now, to answer your question, how I started, how I built that audience that then, you know, led to 110K people, I started writing ultimate guides, and, you know, some of them about creating habits, some of them are about connecting with other successful entrepreneurs, some of them are about attending business conferences. Now I'm writing one about, you know, writing 1,000 words every day. And I think this one is like actually very relevant because I'm writing the entrepreneur's guide to writing 1,000 words a day. So if you think about people who are coming my way are people who are entrepreneurs who want to write more. It's very related to writing an ultimate guide. It's like, hey, instead of writing this stuff, write this that actually works. So, you know, some things are more kind of related. And I had this big fear in the beginning. I was like, well, my audience came to me for productivity advice and stuff like that. So would they ever really buy an ultimate guide course? Mm-hmm. But because this audience, a lot of them were entrepreneurs, they were interested.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So do you feel as if that you, when you started the business, were you primarily selling your services for free at first, just to kind of get them to bite? I mean, it sounds as if that you're giving value and you're giving a ton of value. And then after you give value, then you're saying, hey, come in, be a part of my ecosystem, my funnel, in order to, you know, buy XYZ. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever, I've done free work once. That was back when I was like coaching online poker players how to become more productive. I had this thing where I was like, hey, I'll coach a few people for free. It was the worst thing because I just got the people who were like really shitty clients. So I never did that again. So honestly, like with Ultimate Guides, I might have helped a few friends who were working on them, you know, that might have helped me with other stuff. Like for example, with Peter, I helped him write his guides. He helped me with my personal style. But I, you know, with my business ideas, I just started charging right from the beginning. Or it was like the thing that, like, let's say, for example, if I had my group coaching program, a lot of people are asking me this question about sales funnels. Now I'm thinking like, okay, you know, maybe I should create a sales funnel course, right? Mm. So it's technically included in that progress. So they're already paying me for advice, but I'm like, oh, you know, how can I help more people with that? So to answer your question, no, I've never really done a lot of free work. That's not what I've done.
Yeah, it's interesting.
One thing I will mention is, when I started my businesses, I always started charging a little bit low and focused on really over delivering and like doing a phenomenal job. And then I always gradually raised my rates. Same thing was like with the Ultimate Guide course. It started $1,000, then it went to $1,500, then it went to $2,000. Same thing was with services, you know, $50 per hour, $100 per hour, $200 per hour. Now, you know, I charge $1,000 per hour. Like I always would start low, make sure I get people amazing results, amazing testimonials. Then I would gradually raise my rates to see like what's, you know, the real value. But I think that's a mistake that people make. They want to charge like $500 per hour from the get-go and they never get their first clients. I would rather have free clients for $500 for writing Ultimate Guides, turn them into amazing case studies, and then for the next clients charge 1,000, you know, 2,000, 5,000, and kind of like build my reputation that way, you know, while actually getting referrals to other people.
And so before we started the interview, I actually watched the video, How Pixar Can Help You, I forget exactly what the name of it was, but How Pixar Can Help You Do Obtain Clients or something like that. To write a lot of words, to write an ultimate guide, so to speak, it requires a lot of creativity. I'm going to assume, right? I've written 2,000, 3,000 plus blogs, like word blogs before. I've never personally written like an ultimate guide. But I'm assuming that it requires a lot of creativity. So I just kind of want to hear your answer. Like why did you make that video of Pixar? Pixar is one of my favorite companies of all time. Just love everything that they do. I'd love to just hear your background behind that philosophy that you have.
How did you find the video?
On YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's actually
How Pixar Can Help You Develop Better Online Courses. Yeah.
So look, I will actually creativity. Like I would not consider myself a very creative person. Like I would consider my girlfriend a creative person. She's a photographer. She's an artist. You know, she sees this stuff in the world. She sees this photo. She's like you know, a very artsy person. I myself, I'm very, let's say, logical person, very like, I see problems and I try to fix them. I see, you know, I can break down things really well. So that's how I usually create content. Or like I create content based on like, oh, these were my experiences, let me just share them. I very rarely make things up, although I'm trying to get better at it nowadays. But I would not say that you really necessarily need to be a super creative person to write Ultimate Guides. In fact, I've just written an amazing like 5,000 word blog post about SEO for Ultimate Guides. How did I write it? I recorded an interview about the subject for my course, got the interview transcribed, and I wrote the blog post based on the conversation that we had. So I just, you know, summarized everything. So I would say you don't really need to be that creative to write good content. Mm-hmm. I think creativity helps, but I think also there's a double-edged sword because I think oftentimes people tend to get too creative. And that doesn't really help their business in any way because then they start, you know, with this thought leadership pieces and things like that. So I will tell you, can you still hear me, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will tell you, with the Pixar video, like, I think it's interesting, but that video never got me any clients. That was like a failed experiment to do the YouTube series. And I think, you know, recording YouTube videos and things like that, that's actually not my strength. That's something that I tried doing. I didn't love it as much. I think writing really long stuff is my strength. Mm-hmm. So how did I come up with that idea? I read about it in the book and I was like, I should share this idea with other people. It wasn't creative. It was like, I heard this, you know, idea of Pixar. I thought, how does this apply to entrepreneurs? I talked to some of the clients about it, and I was like, oh, I should, you know, create a video about this. That's literally how that happened. I don't think it was very creative. It was just like connecting two dots together.
And I
That's how
think
I see it.
no, and that's smart because you're also applying that to your guides and things like that. You have an idea, you see a problem, you make a video, you write a guide about it, and then it gets people interested. I'd like to shake the conversation up a little bit. But before we do, I just have to ask everybody that's watching and listening to head over to tbeshow.com and feel free to hit the subscribe button if you feel as if that this interview has given you value thus far. So before we started, as mentioned before, I watched videos and I've done my research to find out who you are as a person, but I have a couple of questions about you and your Instagram channel. So you've taken some pictures and I have three photos of you, and I just need some further explanation. So, are you ready to explain that, Graham? All right, are you ready? All right, cool. So the first one is a picture of you hanging out, chilling by a, I believe it's a Porsche, right? Yeah, it's a Porsche. And so you mentioned that racing a Porsche was your childhood dream, and you were able to take the Cayman, the Porsche Cayman. 718S, and tell me about it. What was that like fulfilling one of your childhood dreams?
Oh man. As a kid, I always dreamt of, owning a Porsche. I would see like Caymans, Boxsters, probably more Boxsters than Caymans, because Caymans weren't really around back then. I would always think about, driving that. And this was during the same trip when, me and my girlfriend went to this amazing restaurant. We were just like thinking what to do in the afternoon, and I was like, well, I think there's a racetrack, in South Portugal. Why don't we go there? Like, the weather seems good. That sounds like fun to do. And she was like, sure, let's do it. So we went there, and that was like, they had a Porsche Cayman, they probably had a Porsche GT3, and they had like some Audis. And I was like, what do you want to drive? And she was like, I don't care. And I was like, do you want to drive an Audi or a Porsche? And she was like, I want to drive a Porsche. I was like, okay, that's how we decided. And we just went to the racetrack, and it was like the first lap, they took us around, they showed us the track, and then you would switch seats with the instructor and you would drive it for like 5 laps. And man, like even the first lap with the instructor, like he would go all out. He would drift all the corners, he would like drive really fast. That in and of itself was like worth it. It was like such an amazing experience to go really, really fast. But then also driving it, like I've driven like Chevy Camaro before, which was like an amazing experience, like goes really fast. But driving a car on the racetrack, it's like I love adrenaline. It's been one of the like most fulfilling things for me. And now I actually have a rule: every time I have a successful product launch, me and my girlfriend will go racing. So it's hard to describe the experience. It's just like you just get out of the car and you're just like uncontrollably laughing and smiling. So that's what the experience was like for me.
That's
And
awesome.
I'm excited to more of it.
Speaking of excitement, you recently just got a jacuzzi.
Yeah, I got my
So
jacuzzi.
this is a picture of you with like a unicorn thing, and you got a pool. You're sitting chilling by the wayside. I'm sure either in or around your apartment. What was it like, man? You finally got a pool.
So we have this, nice apartment. We have a huge terrace and everything. And this last Saturday, we wanted to go on a picnic with our friends to this place next to a river. It's really nice, create a barbecue and everything. We go there, we set up, we start a barbecue, and like an hour into baking the meat, just when it's about, to be ready, like we get this huge thunderstorm. We're like, shit, we gotta get out of here, we gotta carry all this stuff back. And then we're like, well, there's gonna be, thunderstorms for another hour or two, but maybe let's go back to our place. We have this huge terrace, maybe we can, like play with some of the water guns and just shoot each other. So then we went to the store to buy more water guns, and I was like, huh, they have these inflatable pools and unicorns and things like that. Like, well, let me just buy them. Let's try to fill it with like water and stuff. And so we've, created this inflatable pool. We brought a lot of water with like these huge buckets out of just the bathtub, and we turned it into a jacuzzi. And I'm gonna do that again next weekend because it was amazing.
That's
Like,
awesome.
it was an amazing experience. That's how that happened.
That's cool. The last one is you already mentioned this person. I don't know this person by name, but it was the editor of Growth Lab. and seems with you and you know maybe friends and etc.
Yeah, that's Sean. He's the editor of Growth Lab. He's not from Meat City, but like he's like the basically the editor of the website
yeah
for entrepreneurs.
yeah so yeah just tell me, like, you know, you mentioned Growth Lab before you met the editor. What has that been experience like? What have you been able to learn from, or what was inspired by Growth Lab, and why are they so near and dear to your heart?
Well, because I work with the same company that owns Growth Lab. So this was basically like meeting an old coworker. Even though we never chatted, like I just left the company when he came to the company. And, you know, we have the same values. We have the same interests. So we, my girlfriend and I were just getting to Portugal. They were leaving the next day. So we just grabbed dinner, ate some amazing tapas and talked about Portugal, got to know each other better. And, you know, just talked about like business and stuff.
That's
there was
awesome.
Nothing like groundbreaking, but it was just like, you know, he posted an Instagram story. I'm in Lisbon. I was like, I'm in Lisbon tomorrow. Let's meet up. So we met up for dinner and that was it.
Very cool. My second to last question for you, this is just a question I'm just going to throw at you. And we already talked briefly about your dream, about your childhood dream. But I'm just going to ask you this question. What is your dream?
What is my dream? One of the things that I really want to do in the future, I want to give back to people. Like, you know, you don't really see this because, like, you know, you're like, okay, I was a socially awkward, you know, kid, entrepreneur, blah, blah. Look, I didn't have a bad childhood or anything. You know, I had, like, parents that, you know, like, middle class, you know, we're earning enough money. We didn't never struggle with, like, food or water or going on vacations. Like, it was never fancy. We would never fly anywhere. But, we'd do fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a really, you know, rough spot in life, and like when I was like 16, you know, I played a lot of video games in school. I didn't have that many friends because I was socially awkward. I had a girlfriend that I, you know, my first girlfriend, we broke up after, you know, a year and a little bit more, and that really threw me into like a 2-year depression where I just, you know, skipped school, had to repeat my last year of high school, and, you know, almost pretty much became a bartender. So it was a really dark period of my life. And then, you know, I somehow got into university, started studying computer science because I thought, well, I like playing video games, so I should study this, which, you know, wasn't the dream I hoped it would be. But I still struggled with finding friends. And what I did then was I Googled how to be more social. I found this blog from Scott H. Young, where he wrote about a lot of this stuff, like personal development, becoming more social, becoming more productive. And that really, like, opened the eyes for me. I was like, you know, before, like, I was just used to reading fiction books or textbooks. Like, that's what my life was. I'd never read a personal development book. I never read a blog post, nothing. And I think that's the sad reality for most people in Slovenia, for example. Like, you never go and pick up a self-development book. That's just not normal. Nobody does that, right? And I think there's a lot of kids that, you know, they might either, you know, be really hardworking, or maybe they're, you know, smart, or maybe they have these unique talents, but they're never getting open to this world of like personal development or business, or like, you know, nobody teaches them about social skills, copywriting, things like that. And one of the things that I really want to do in the future is create this kind of like an online university that teaches you the skills that they don't teach you in school. So all the things like productivity, like social skills, things they should teach everyone in school, like even handling your money. You know, my dream is to be able to create something like that and, you know, bring in really cool people like from all over the world, you know, whether it's celebrities, whether it's top experts, you know, to just give back to the community and, you know, allow these people who are maybe 16 years old, maybe 18, maybe 12, maybe, you know, 20, who don't really fit in, but they want to do something big in life. They just don't know what, you know, to help them learn these skills and, you know, live amazing lives. That's a big dream that I have.
Yeah, it sounds awesome, man. And everybody that's watching and listening, I hope that we can help you achieve that. My final question is, the Blind Entrepreneur podcast was created for people who are temporarily lost or blind in business. If you could just give us three pieces, quick pieces of advice, what would you give, what pieces of advice would you give to a fellow entrepreneur?
Sure thing. So I'll try to keep this relatively quick. Piece of advice number one, always stay in your genius zone. What I mean by that is kind of like play to your strengths. You know, for example, I had this thing just a month ago when I was like really confused. Like, you know, I was spending a lot of time doing a lot of things like growing my Instagram channel, recording YouTube videos, writing stuff. And I just felt like I was spending a lot of time working, but I wasn't getting anything done, and my business wasn't growing. So I took a good look at my business, and I was like, well, what are the things that I'm really good at and that I really enjoy doing, you know? And I asked my friends about it. You know, I sent an email with that thing, you know, and I asked people like, hey, what's one unique ability that I have that most people don't have? And I tracked my, you know, week, like, what are the things that I'm doing? What am I good at? What do I enjoy? And I just basically created a list of things that I really enjoy and a list of things that I really hate. And I just stopped doing the things that I hated. I fired some of my clients that I didn't enjoy working with. I realized I hate having like coaching calls every single day. So now Mondays and Tuesdays, I have zero meetings, zero coaching calls, nothing. So I can just go to a coffee shop and write. And now I'm much happier, but also accomplishing a lot more. Like this week, I've, you know, written 16,000 words. I've written for like 16 hours. I did a product launch, written a third of an ultimate guide, had a couple of client calls. We have an interview here, spent like 10 hours in the gym. And, you know, had plenty of time for my friends and family as well. And now I'm way happier and way more clear on where I want to go than I was like a month from now, because I took a good look at like, what are the things that I enjoy doing and I'm good at, and I cut everything else out of my life. Like, that's the first thing that I would recommend everybody to do. Like, that's a great thing you can do. Okay. The second thing, I think nowadays, like, there's a lot of noise out there. Like, you have like, you know, a million business coaches, you have a million people who are writing a blog. It wasn't the same like 10 years ago or 5 years ago. But nowadays, because it's so easy to run a blog and because there's so many courses on building a blog, right? There's everybody just seems to be blogging. And I think one of the best ways to stand out nowadays, you know, in your niche, in your industry, whatever business you're building, is to always try to be the best at something. So if you're creating courses, try to create the best online course rather than just creating an online course. So if I'm creating a course on social skills, I'll be like, well, you know, how can I make this course different and unique, you know, and so much like 10 times better than any other social skills course? Or if I'm writing, you know, a piece of content like this ultimate guide, I think there's some good stuff out there on like, you know, writing more copy, but none of it is like out of the world amazing. Like I see things like that nobody is addressing, and I'm like, well, I'm going to write the most detailed piece of content on the internet on this one specific subject. And, you know, I'm going to call it the ultimate guide, or, you know, the entrepreneur's guide to writing 1,000 words every day. So I think right now how you can win at this, you know, game of building an online business, either create the best products, or like you should create the best products, but also the best free content that helps you bring the high quality customers in there. Because at the end of the day, you know, like as a consumer, I don't want to read 500 articles on buying a leather jacket, which I've done before. And I was more confused than, you know, like close to buying one. I just want to read one piece of content that helps me go to the store and buy a leather jacket. And that's how your audience is as well. And you can become that expert in their eyes to write really good stuff for them or create really good products so they can stop looking around and just solve their problem. That's my second piece of advice. The third thing that really helped me, and I think it's going to help you as well, is always go above and beyond for your customers and put them first. I see a lot of people nowadays talking about passive income, evergreen funnels, things like that. But then also I see a lot of people having these online courses that 1% of people finish. And I'm like, well, then you're, you know, building this business, you're taking, let's say, $1,000 from a person, but then, you know, you have 100 people go for your course, you make 100K, but one of them finishes it. Is that really the business that you want to run? That's like, you know, selling TVs and one of 100 people like uses your TV. Like, I don't know, that's not the business that I would want to run. And what I like to do in my programs, whether it's coaching, whether it's courses, whatever, I always try to put my customers first and make sure that they succeed. So in the beginning, I'll spend a lot more time with them, understanding their problems, helping them out. Like in my online course, I would jump on one-on-one calls with people. I would have extra Q&A calls. I would make it the live course, not the recorded course, all of those things. The result, over 50% of the people actually finish the course and write their ultimate guides. And, you know, like I just opened their enrollment to the course, like it just closed like a few hours ago. When I launched the course, like I had all of the people, they had no idea I was launching the course, but they actually went and they were like, hey, you know, my friend Primoz is launching this course, come and join it. Here's five reasons why you should join. I never asked them to do it, but they were just like promoting the course for me. And I think that's something that's really powerful, that even if you don't have a huge audience yet, if you do a really good job, you're going to get a lot of referrals and people, you know, bringing more people to your business if you really go above and beyond for people rather than just focusing on the passive income. Because if you get that foundation right, create great content, create great courses, go above and beyond for people, people are going to become your biggest fans and promoters, and that just makes growing an online business so much easier.
Yeah, love it. That's a great piece of advice. Very true. to a lot of the leaders in the industry, and like you, you're one of them. So I appreciate you jumping on today and sharing some value to us. The last thing that I just want to ask you, and you successfully completed the podcast, so the next 30 seconds is all yours. Tell everybody about how they can learn more about you, be a part of your journey, and potentially become a customer.
Yeah, sure. So look, if the ultimate guide idea sound interesting at all to you, or if you want more organic traffic to your business, if you want more email subscribers, if you want more paying customers, whether it's for, you know, consulting, whether it's for coaching, freelance work, whatever, or even if you're a freelance copywriter and if you want to offer ultimate guides to your clients, then I have an amazing gift for you. It's called the Ultimate Guide Checklist. Don't let the name fool you though. It gives you like my whole framework for writing ultimate guides. It's a 30,000 word ebook. It's packed with value. It will teach you everything you need to know to start writing your ultimate guides. How you can get it, you can click a link below. That's probably going to be the best because my name is kind of hard to spell. But you can also go to primozbozic/TBE. So primozbozic.com/TBE. Or you can just click the link below this video.
Very cool, and I'll definitely link that for you, so then everybody's going to be able to click and download if they so choose. To those that are still watching and listening, thank you guys for always liking, commenting, and subscribing. Don't forget to head over to tbeshow.com for more interviews just like this one, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on YouTube for more interviews just like this. Go out there and execute your vision, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.